Good Wednesday morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the show for a message from API. Here's the latest on the shutdown day 12. The new Congress begins tomorrow, and leaders are going to the White House this afternoon for a border security briefing with President Donald Trump. We've barely seen the president after he canceled his 16-day winter getaway to Mar-a-Lago. The House, which will be run by Nancy Pelosi as of tomorrow afternoon, will pass its stopgap spending bill by 7 p.m. tomorrow evening. It will fund most of the government through September, but kick DHS funding to February. Democrats will make the argument that they're governing while the White House is sowing chaos. The calculus by the president and many of his allies is that Pelosi is in a jam and cannot sustain a no money for a border wall position. Trump tweeted this Tuesday. Border security and the wall thing and shutdown is not where Nancy Pelosi wanted to start her tenure as speaker. Let's make a deal. But Pelosi gains from this fight internally. The border security money in the stopgap, $1.3 billion, is plenty for most Democrats. Since Pelosi has ruled out a DACA for border wall deal, there really is no deal to be had. The new House majority is already making moves. Pelosi and Jim McGovern, incoming House Rules Committee chairman, rolled out House Democrats' rule package Tuesday night. Changes include a 72-hour rule to allow members of Congress time to review bills before they are voted on, a consensus calendar to move quickly on legislation with bipartisan support, and it created a bipartisan select committee to modernize Congress. One interesting thing worth noting, the rules also changed the process by which the House can remove the Speaker, the so-called motion to vacate. The motion now needs to be at the direction of a majority of Democrats. Previously, just one lawmaker could force a vote on the speaker. Check out our latest Women Rule podcast. This week, I spoke with Katie Porter. We had a really interesting conversation as the freshman Democrat from California talks about her priorities for the upcoming Congress, as well as how she's planning to juggle being a single parent with her new job. Nola McCaskill also has a look at how Shawanza Goff will be the first Black female floor director. For House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, once Democrats take over this week. And breaking overnight, the AP is reporting that an on-duty U.S. Marine was shot and killed inside the Marine barracks in Washington, D.C. The AP writes that news outlets are reporting that police say the shooting of a male Marine was apparently an accident. They haven't said why it's accidental. The financial markets are off to a gloomy start in 2019. The Financial Times is reporting investors are in a cautious mood based on a variety of factors, including the threat of a disorderly Brexit. The New York Times is up with a look at how the shutdown has major impacts on Indian tribes, who may have to furlough workers and pare back medical services if the shutdown isn't ended soon because they rely on federal money for basic functions. On the border, the AP is reporting that U.S. officials fired tear gas at immigrants trying to cross the border fence in Tijuana. Mitt Romney is making his presence known. He writes in the Washington Post that President Trump's character has fallen short. He writes, on balance, his conduct over the past 2 years, particularly his actions this month, is evidence that the president has not risen to the mantle of the office. Vice President Mike Pence will swear Romney in as the junior senator from Utah tomorrow. It could be a little awkward. And the New York Times has a piece up on how Joe Biden is spending his time, being very careful about financial decisions and creating nonprofit and academic centers staffed by close advisors. One nugget from the story comes after Biden's team negotiated a $100,000 reduced-rate speaker's fee for him to speak at the University of Utah. 3 days before the event, Biden aides found out the university was using state funds to pay his fee. Biden opted to do the event, but not take the check. On the 2020 front, Senator Elizabeth Warren will join MSNBC's The Rachel Maddow Show in her first live TV interview since launching a 2020 presidential exploratory committee. And we've got a first in playbook. Democratic presidential candidate John Delaney is paying for 14 Georgetown law students and two professors to go to a detention center in Dilley, Texas. The students and professors will spend about a week helping provide legal aid to asylum seekers, according to a Delaney spokesman. Delaney himself is also scheduled to tour the facility and meet with families tomorrow. John and April Delaney donated $40,000 to the Georgetown Human Rights Institute for the effort. Delaney is a Georgetown Law alum. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
A message from the American Petroleum Institute. Welcome to America's Generation Energy, led by the women and men of the natural gas and oil industry, who are meeting unprecedented consumer demand for affordable and reliable energy while reducing the U.S. carbon footprint to its lowest level in a generation. See how we're doing it and join us at powerpastimpossible.org.